This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. What a night in Toronto last night for the Twins, who trailed the Blue Jays from the first inning almost until the last out, except Mickey Gasper belted a game-tying shot in the ninth before a secondary rally was capped off by a three-run Matt Wallner homer, and Minnesota pulled off a 7-4 victory north of the border. Gasper's game-tying long ball was the first big league homer of his career, but he didn't show a lot of emotion rounding the bases.
I mean, my dad always told me to act like you've done it before, so even though it was my first one, I just, you know, Mickey Mantle puts his head down and runs around the bases, and Mickey Gasper should too.
What a line. Manager Rocco Baldelli says of Gasper,
sometimes you just need guys to come up and pop a homer, and that was his big moment and something he'll never forget. We won't forget it either, but I think that'll be lodged in his memory forever. It was crushed too. He absolutely crushed that ball. It was great.
The rubber match of the three-game set is tonight. The Saints also rallied for a win in Toledo last night, 5-4. The Vikings made their final cuts yesterday, although certainly things can and likely will change by the time the season opener hits on September 8th. Some of the players who were cut yesterday can start being placed on the practice squad later today. The Gophers open the football season tomorrow night at home against Buffalo. Star running back Darius Taylor is ready.
Very confident. I'm always confident. I always want the ball. I'm ready to play. Kind of gets tired playing against your team for a month straight. So I feel like we're all ready to go play, all ready to get after another team. So we're excited.
Tomorrow's game will kick off at 7. There are tickets still available at gophersports.com. The Lynx are home tomorrow night. They host Seattle at the Target Center. Minnesota star Nafisa Collier played in Sunday's win over Indiana, her first game since early August. How'd her ankle feel afterwards?
It's definitely sore after the game, so trying to get a little bit of the stiffness out, but it feels good. We don't have a lot of practices left, so trying to get back in the groove of things and tighten some things up for our team. It's good.
Tomorrow's tip time is set for 7 o'clock. This is MNN Sports.